And now we swiftly enter into the world of technology. What are the new technologies out there and how might they impact the way that we interact with one another as individuals? Now, there's a company that we've spoken about before here on the I Am Live show, especially during this segment, known as the Nothing Company. It is a company that was founded by the same guy who founded the OnePlus brand, trying to find a very different way and a more affordable way of manufacturing a phone that sort of goes against the grain of trying to produce the most expensive phone in order to maximize profit. And this guy's name is Carl Pei. And now he went on to start a new company known as the Nothing Company. And ever since, they've released a number of phones that look very stunning, I might say. I would say a little bit gimmicky with the lights at the back for those of you who know the Nothing phone. I think currently they have the Nothing phone 1 and 2, and then they also have the Nothing Buds as well. But then they've also gone to start a new company under a sub-brand, under the company that is the Nothing Company. And that company, that sub-brand is known as CMF. And CMF has recently released a phone, their first phone, which is known as the CMF Phone 1. It is a more affordable phone. It is a more affordable brand that tries to become one of the best devices at a more affordable price range. So, for example, if it were to be sold in America, it's going for $200. I don't know how much it would sell for here in South Africa, but if it's going for, so let's say a phone worth $200, $200 USD, how much would it sell for in South Africa? I'm literally Googling it as we speak. I just want to get a rough estimate of how much this phone would cost. So how much would a phone worth $200 cost in South Africa? Cost in South Africa. This is a very interesting one because, mind you, this phone is a phone that's targeted at the United States. It's targeted mostly at the India market, the market in India. So it'll give you an idea of how cheap they're trying to be while still having a beautiful refresh rate of I think it's a dynamic refresh rate between 60 and 120 hertz. At the same time, having an AMOLED screen, having a case at the back that's easily removable with screws. And what makes this phone so good, first of all, I love the design. It's incredible. And it also gives you a number of beautiful cases that are manufactured by CMF, right? Meaning that you don't need to go to a third party at the moment. And it has accessories that attach to the back, which includes an accessory that gives it sort of like a MagSafe magnet that you can stick onto any MagSafe accessory. Obviously, it won't charge because it doesn't have wireless charging. And it won't do those clever connections that you'd find from some MagSafe accessories. But if you had, for example, a phone mount in your car for MagSafe, you would be able to do that. And all the other accessories like a wallet at the back and those useful, like for example, if you did have a power bank, you could attach it to the back and still use a cable to keep the phone charging. Very, very brilliant. I mean, so if this phone were to sell in South Africa, it would be around 3,631. So maybe just above that, right? Which is a very, very good price. Very, very good price. Let's say maybe 3.7, 3.8, because I don't think it included import duties and all of that. This is just the exchange rate. So maybe 3.7, 3.8 for a phone with this many features. It is incredible. It is quite incredible at this price point. Of course, there's many other things that are going on in the world of tech, but I really did think that this CMF phone with CMF, which is a subsidiary of the Nothing Company or the Nothing brand, a sub-brand, is really worth talking about. And I think many people might consider it. And I know that it's not as easily accessible in South Africa as yet. Another interesting thing that's happening in the world of technology is augmented reality, otherwise known as AR, is really raising a lot of conversations around the issue of privacy. So imagine if a company built AR glasses that are very, that look like normal glasses, but they have technology built within them that is able to read lips. Oh my goodness. Imagine a person walking around with smart glasses, whereas our phones currently, you can have a conversation about a product and then almost immediately have that product marketed to you. And there's also been complaints, obviously this one we've mentioned before in the past, of people walking around with AR glasses and walking into grave sites and walking on tombstones, wanting to catch Pokemons and things like that, which really, really raises a lot of issues about what's going to happen when this technology gets advanced enough for it to just be like normal sunglasses, for example, that people wear, that you're not even aware that they're wearing AR glasses. Like, what are they going to, the spaces that they're going to enter with those glasses, the, you know, the knowing your outfit and what you, everyone was wearing, every person you were in a meeting with, that you met with, what they were wearing, what they said, you know, all of those things. It's very, very intrusive. And I'm really looking forward to what's going to be the solution for making sure that that doesn't happen.
Let us have a look what's happening in the tech world. There's a couple of things that's actually quite interesting, things that we should know and take into consideration. Android, WhatsApp for Android. I don't know what's up with the Apple guys. Hey, we're always lagging behind with these things, but never mind. Android has actually got a new feature, WhatsApp for Android. They will be able to transcribe your voice notes. I loved it. I absolutely love it because there's nothing. I love radio, love working in radio, love presenting on radio, but there's nothing I hate more than getting a voice note from someone. I don't know why, it just frustrates me because I'm hardly ever in such a situation where I can comfortably listen to a voice note. I'm not ever able to listen to a voice note because I'm always surrounded by people, and people always send me these delicate things that I want to talk about on a voice note. Don't know what it is, but sadly, it's just not for me. Second thing that we should take into consideration, Microsoft Game Pass. I don't know if you know the Game Pass. It's sort of like the thing that you get with on the Xbox, sort of like the PlayStation Store, rather. It's Game Pass. You pay for a subscription and then you can play the Xbox games. Seems like Microsoft is contemplating a price hike. Also, on that topic, seems like the price hike is going to be extremely high. So, unfortunately for all the guys with the Xbox X Series and stuff like that, seems like there's a price hike. But then, for the rest of us that do not have the Xbox 10 and the likes, if you love Showmax, if you love streaming on Showmax, seems like since August, or from August rather, we will also be paying more for the Showmax subscription. I know that there's been a couple of headaches with the Showmax app. People complain a lot about Showmax 2.0. I do understand it's not the best of app, not the best of streaming service. But again, paying 79 rand a month, I don't know what can you expect. I don't think that we can expect the world. My grandfather used to have the saying that if you pay peanuts, you would attract the animals, right? Meaning that what you pay is for the cheapest product, you will get the cheapest, or for the cheapest fee, you will get the cheapest product. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. Compare proper coffee, more expensive coffee, to normal coffee, and you would realize that, listen, there's a distinction, there's a great quality difference. And I've seen that with Showmax, and I don't want them to ramp their prices because I feel that it's not a lot to pay, to be totally honest. And some of the content on there is really well. I love the South African journalistic content. I absolutely love it. Devil's Dorp is one of them. Stella is another one. There's this thing about the churches and the sects and the stuff. Now that's great journalism, and it's great video editing, and I just absolutely adore it. Meaning that I would probably be willing to pay more, but the rest of South Africa, we're struggling. We can't bring up, we can't pay all these fees. We can't keep on paying for all our streaming services and then just think it's fine. So there we go. Just to recap this evening's tech news. Transcriptions happening for voice notes and WhatsApp. I hope that rolls out sooner than later to Apple as well. Second thing, Microsoft Game Pass will increase their price. And the same, unfortunately, for Showmax. Do realize that if you have Showmax, you can actually pay with it with your MTN airtime. and there is a lower tariff. I don't know how it works. I tried it, couldn't get it sorted. So that's sort of the catch. It's very difficult to get it going, but might save you a couple of bucks at the end of the month.